Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Is it a little heavy-handed to use the word catastrophic when it comes to the Carolina Panthers' loss to the New Orleans Saints 17-7 on Sunday, Cole? Catastrophic in the sense that this team had me believing in them for a minute. Like, they had me thinking, all right, yeah, they're going to lose to the teams that they're supposed to lose to. But at least they've elevated to the point where they're not going to lose to the teams that they're not supposed to lose to. The New Orleans Saints absolutely sucked going into this game. Awful at just about everything. And somehow the Carolina Panthers, they get a penalty that keeps a drive alive to start the game, makes you think, oh man, they're going to beat them by like four scores and it's going to feel really great. And then they could do absolutely nothing for the remainder of the game. I feel like a broken record saying Bryce Young is not the guy and there is no choice. But at the end of this season or next season, at the absolute latest, you've got to draft or trade for an actual serviceable quarterback because Bryce sucks.
I can't argue with that. I can't disagree with that. And what was the word you used, the adjective?
Catastrophic.
Catastrophic is accurate because it's not like they're just bad and there's no hope. You see the signs of life. In fact, anytime Diesel, we talk about the Carolina Panthers on this station, we are now required to play this in the background. Have you not heard this, by the way? Have you not heard the new pro? You didn't get the email?
No, I hadn't heard this.
Yeah, yet. Anytime you talk about the Panthers, this must be in the background because it is so sad when you talk about Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. It's embarrassing. You used the word catastrophic.
Yeah.
Not because they're bad, because bad teams that are bad, guess what? They expect to be bad. They know that life's not going to get any better. You know, the down dog's already been kicked enough. But Diesel, with this team, they show signs of life, and the reality of it, to use a line from Rick and Greer, who we love hearing from, the midget just is not getting it done.
Yeah.
They are – it's in – that Saints team is bad.
How many people do you think who actually know a little bit about football and aren't just like fans from a far distance, how many people in Charlotte would I have to talk to ask to find somebody who genuinely believes that Bryce Young – is the quarterback of the future for the Carolina Panthers?
I don't know how many. You're saying how many do you have to get through?
Yeah.
Which I'd say you'd have to probably ask 15 to find one. For every 15, you might find one, maybe 20. But the reality is, and I'm joking when I, you know, play the Arms of the Angel music, but it is sad. It's just like this Carolina Panthers team, man, you look at what they were able to do. Hey, you know what the ticket, the key to winning games in the NFL is? Playing good defense and running the ball. The past few weeks, the Panthers were playing good defense, Diesel, and they were running the ball. And then they have this Bad New Orleans Saints team coming to town. Oh, which, by the way, the game's at your house, in your stadium, and you are coming off of, two or three really good wins. Bryce Young's been playing better, not magnificent, and you just put that performance on the field. I'm not a Panther fan, but I'll tell you this. I'm disgusted by what I saw. That was just pathetic. That looks like the Carolina Panthers we all knew, but we just didn't want to admit we were going to see them again this season.
Past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior. And I've said it how many times that Bryce Young is good for one score and getting into field goal range maybe one or two times on top of that. Generally speaking, that's what he's good for. Yeah, there's a game where he's somehow found a way to throw a second touchdown.
And more than 200 yards.
And more than 200 yards. But yeah, he is good. This is Bryce Young to a T. And I'm not even looking at his stats, Cole. I'd be willing to get best bet here. If you go on ESPN.com, look at Bryce Young's career stats. He is good for 1.5 touchdowns a game, generally less. He is good for getting them in field goal range 2 times. He is good for 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions a game. I'd be willing to bet that that is his average.
Well,
195 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions.
Unfortunately, Diesel, on Sunday, he wasn't good in the 17-7 loss. 124 yards, no touchdowns, an interception. Do you know what Bryce Young's QBR was on Sunday? Do you have any
12?
Idea? Try 13.2.
Woo!
13.2. So, to answer your question, I mean, he's not been good. You know, in his career, he's now played 39 games, Diesel, and he's on average right at 60% of a completion percentage in his career. He's thrown 37 touchdowns, 26 interceptions. Bryce Young's not the guy. And the reason for me that it's so frustrating is because, Diesel, you've tasted some of this good fruit. You've tasted what the good life's like a little bit. But then, unfortunately, you have to go back and be reminded that, oh, guess what? The bottom line is your quarterback is not elevating your football team, period.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that's the literal thought that was in my brain. Great quarterbacks elevate the players around them. Could you imagine the stats that Tet McMillan would have already this season as a rookie
if he had
Dak Prescott
or Tampa Bay? You know,
yeah. Could you imagine maybe Xavier Leggett would look like a good wide receiver in the NFL if he actually had a competent quarterback? And I'm not talking about 72-year-old Andy Dalton when he trots out there once or twice a season. By the way, I looked it up. What is Bryce Young's average or per game average? In some key statistics,
oh boy,
he is averaging 175.5 yards per game. That's over 38 games, by the way.
Okay.
175.
Okay.
0.97 touchdowns and 0.66 interceptions. So he is averaging over half a pick. He is averaging just shy of 1 touchdown per game. Hmm. That's pathetic.
It's not
that
good.
Is pathetic. And until you know, Dave Canales and Dan Morgan can finally put it in Dave Tepper's mind, hey, you made a bad decision. You saddled us with this guy. You've got to let us move on from him. They're never going to get any better.
No. Here's the reality of it. Do you feel like if you're Dan Morgan, who, in my opinion, Diesel, has done a good job with this organization.
Great job.
I think Dan Morgan's done a good job. I think Dan Morgan is the guy like that you want making front office decisions. However, when you hear those stats and you look at like the eye test, you can look at other situations and other metrics, and I'm sure Dave Canales will be quick to, you know, to give you other stats and other situations and qualities as to why Bryce Young's a good leader, and you know, Dave Canales is like super positive all the time. You know, his dog could die, and it's like, oh, but you know, the good thing is, man, it's just like super positive all the time. Here's the reality of it. Not only, Diesel, am I over Bryce Young, I'm already over Dave Canales.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm over Dave Canales.
Oh.
They're 5-5. You say, Cole, you're an idiot. Dave Canales has taken them to 5 wins this year. They weren't supposed to be there. Dave Canales is nothing more than a bridge head coach. Bryce Young is nothing more than a bridge quarterback, period. Am I hitting the panic button too early on Dave Canales? Maybe so, but Diesel, I'll tell you this. I believe that I will be correct in saying that when you fast forward years from now down the road, you'll look back and say, you know, Dave Canales was a good coach. You know, Bryce Young was a good, decent quarterback, sometimes below it. But neither one of them were the answer to get Carolina back to where they needed to be. They're nothing more than a bridge coach and a bridge quarterback. That's what they are.
You know, it's interesting. I think you got to give Dave Canales a year or two with a different quarterback just to be sure. Because you don't want him to go off somewhere else and find success as a young coach. But you look at Matt Rule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Fool's tenure. Matt Rule was saddled with Baker Mayfield. And Baker sucked in Carolina. But somehow he goes off to Tampa, where he spends time with Canales, by the way.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Baker is a great quarterback. So that, you know, that to me says, all right, you had a quality player in Baker Mayfield. It's not like Baker was just great in college, sucked for a while, and it took him to get to Tampa to get good again. Like, he forgot how to play football there for a while. It was coaching. And to me, I think that says a lot about Matt Rule as a head coach. It says a lot about Dave Canales, or some about Dave Canales to be able to rejuvenate Baker Mayfield's career. But then it also says, if you got a guy that could rejuvenate Baker Mayfield, who was bad at two stops prior to being with you, and you can't rejuvenate Bryce Young in any measurable way,
well,
Bryce is not the guy.
I'll tell you this, to your point, I'm with you on Dave Canales giving him time. I'm fine with giving the guy time. However, here's where I will kind of push back. Part of Dave Canales' job is to meet and have conversations with Dan Morgan and say, you know what, Dan, behind closed doors, just him and, you know, Dave and Dan, just like you and I are in this room. Yeah, Bryce isn't the guy. Yeah, we're gonna need to go. We're gonna need to go in the next year or so in a different direction, because here's why. The NFL, we all know Diesel stands for what? Not for long. You see it with any coach. You see it with players, the shelf life, yada, yada, yada. Ask Brian Daboll, right? Ask all these different coaches. Dave Canales, he's coaching for his job. I don't care how much improved they are. Like, the Panthers stink. The organization stinks. They're not going to settle for stinking forever, so they'll eventually fire Dave Canales because he's not good enough. So if you're Dave Canales, my point is, like, if you're hosting a radio show and you're not given quality equipment, right, you're going to be in your boss's office saying, hey, man, I need some quality stuff to do this. Like, Dave Canales should be in Dan Morgan's office today saying, Dan, I love Bryce. I say all the right things about Bryce in these press conferences where I'm, like, ultra positive 24/7. But the reality is, I need a new toy. If you're going to give me if you want me to turn this ship around, if you want me to bring Carolina back to life, you've got to give me a competent quarterback because, and to your point, I'd love to hear an argument against it. He's just not giving us anything that makes us believe he's the guy right now.
So here's what I think should happen. Here would be my dream scenario. That's also, it's a dream scenario, but it's also based in some realism. Because, right, you're not going to get an elite starting quarterback off of another roster in the NFL. You're not going to get him to Carolina. So I think what needs to happen, and this would be my hope, would be that somehow the Carolina Panthers can pull Trevor Lawrence off of Jacksonville's roster. Get him into a new situation. We've seen, you know, the renaissance of quarterbacks that get a second chance with a different OC, with a different head coach, etc. You got somebody that you know has the physical tools and is a big guy, the prototypical type of quarterback that you want in the NFL.
Yeah.
Get him in, give it a shot, especially if you don't think that the quarterbacks coming out of the draft this year, quarterback draft is going to be an absolute bust. It's not going to be good. Next year, we'll see. Don't really know how they're all going to perform. But unless you're saying, Dave, we need you to save your job with a rookie quarterback that we're going to draft, and oh yeah, Bryce is probably still going to be on the roster too, that's a tough position to put somebody in. So I would say, do what you can to try to get Trevor Lawrence, because you're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not getting Michael Penix off, out of Atlanta. You're not getting C.J. Stroud. You're not going to be able to pull Matthew Stafford off his roster. You're not going to be able to pull Kyler Murray or any of the other starters that you would want. You're not getting Lamar Jackson out of Baltimore. It's not happening. So somebody that is attainable and would give Dave Canales an opportunity with a completely different style of quarterback, that's the last shot for Dave Canales. If that doesn't work, fine. Go ahead and change head coach and quarterback and change everything again.
Texter says, how do you explain Young's college success with better teammates around him relative to competition against
right
his pro results and not think his lack of pro success is at least in large part due to the lack of talent around him?
It's a better team around him. When you're at Alabama, you have the best of everything in front of you.
And the reality of it is, Texter, Bama's not the NFL. I'm sorry, it's not. I don't care how big the offensive linemen are and how good the play caller is and how good the skill position guys are. Bama's not the NFL. It is a different animal. It's hard to compare Bryce in college to the NFL because you go back and you can find a million players who were really good in college but weren't good in the NFL. It's a different game. It doesn't matter how talented of a roster he had then or how – the fact of the matter is the eye test at some point is enough to tell you this guy just doesn't have the intangibles.
Well,
did he at the college level? Maybe. At this level, we've seen nothing that shows us that he's got the intangibles at this level.
I mean, he had future NFL center, guard, tackles, tight ends, running backs, everybody around him. He had elite wide receivers around him. And this is the NFL. You can say, well, why don't you just put better talent around him? Well, you can change one or two guys, but you can't change everybody. And you can't set it up so that all of a sudden Bryce Young is playing on the Bills or he's playing on the Chiefs a couple of years ago where they did have the best of everything. That's not realistic. That's not how things work in the NFL. You're not going to replace an all-pro center with another all-pro center. You got to take a step back and rebuild that guy back up. The path of least resistance, the only path in the NFL, is you trade the one guy that's not getting it done instead of trading the other 10 guys on offense who aren't getting it done.
Yeah, and another fact of the matter, Diesel, is when you talk about progressing, you can progress in college football, you can get better in college football, but progressing and getting better and developing as a player in the NFL is just a different beast. It is a different beast. Having to understand the offenses and then having to understand the defenses that you're facing every week in and week out in the NFL, it is a different beast in the NFL, man. And Dale, we lost you. We'd love to hear back from you at 844-FAN-PHONE.
And Dewey on the stream coming in with some logic here, which you didn't look for that coming out of Dewey. He says Tim Tebow won the Heisman. Tim Tebow was amazing in college football. Terrible in the NFL. Terrible. So there is precedent for a guy being great. There's all kinds of precedent, okay, for guys being great in college. Even in the SEC, the closest analogy that you have to the NFL, but to your point, yes, it's still miles away from the NFL.
Miles away. It's just a different game. And I think that's the biggest thing a lot of people don't understand is they think, oh, well, you know, a good college quarterback should be able to do the same thing in the NFL when it comes to development and progressing as a quarterback. Like, it's almost a different sport. I know they're still playing, you know, they're still trying to get touchdowns, they're still trying to kick field goals, yada, 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 but it is a different sport. And if you understand that it's a different sport and it's an entire new level in terms of unlocking your potential, it's easier to unlock your potential at the college level than it is against these professional athletes.
That's like saying, how come a quarterback was great in high school, but he's, you know, terrible in college? Because it's a completely different game.
Dale, by the way, we lost you, man. 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. If you want to get back in, you can. Bonefish Girl getting her upset pick in. Keith and TR getting his upset pick in. Texter says, it seems easier to replace multiple players around Price as well as cheaper than Hope. Then you get a superstar quarterback for Trevor Lawrence, suddenly becomes good in the pros. And RJ also says, on the subject of Carolina trading with Jacksonville, imagine how good a backfield Dattle and ETN would be for the Panthers. I know it's wishful thinking. I go back to this. You can team build all you want. You can put the best receivers, the best running backs around Bryce Young and continue to try to build this mountain and build this puzzle for as long as you want to. But at some point, you've got to have the honest conversation, Diesel, and say, look, is Bryce Young the guy or is he not the guy? That's just the honest conversation you have to have.
Look,
and I don't know that they have.
I'm not saying that Bryce is a bum human being and that he doesn't deserve another chance on another team, because Trey in Kentucky brings this up. He says, explain the success of Sam Darnold after Carolina, Baker Mayfield after Carolina. You could say it's Carolina, but Trey, it's a new coaching staff. It's everything new.
Well, how often do we say situation in the NFL and where you land matters?
Yeah.
Coaching, personnel, offensive philosophies, offensive schemes.
Sometimes hype just gets a hold of these guys and they say, well, we got to take them before somebody else does. And the hype is why Dave Tepper stepped in and said, we got to take Bryce Young over CJ. That and CJ is really bad Wonderlic test.
And I still think they made the wrong decision. I'm sorry, but I just don't believe. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe one day I'm wrong. I don't think Bryce Young's the guy. But I can tell you who the guy is, Diesel. It's Bill Bender of The Sporting News. He's the best. He joins us every Wednesday, and he joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief.
Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.